Ah, well, fellas, dudes, buddies, homies.
Bruh.
Welcome back to yet another episode of American Dudocracy. Dude, it's good to be back.
Happy morning.
It is good to be back.
Yeah. Mayor Dave.
Yes, sir.
Kamikaze.
Hey, thanks for having us back. Pleasure to be in the Honey Hut Studios.
Guys, I think at this point I have the keys to the building.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, I just a quick moment on the cigar. We'll get the rating maybe at the end, but today we are smoking a Moderno Acid. Is that right?
Madeira? It's close.
Not a Pfizer. Not a Moderno.
What is
Moderno?
This thing?
It's a Maduro.
Drew Estate Maduro Acid.
Yeah. Maduro Cuba. I think that's how you pronounce it. Cuba. I don't know. Dave's an acid guy.
To each your own,
big
though, right?
Time, man. These are
really good.
So smooth, so amazing. And this, actually, of course, where our ratings come at the end, but wow, this is amazing.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call. Man, Dwayne's on it. Look at that, dude. He's, you know, so maybe just a quick episode today on exactly that. It's called Progress, ladies and gentlemen. We started this podcast, so just like anything, right? Here we are a couple years in. We've been plugging away. We've been having fun. We've talked about subjects that I never thought we would have probably talked about, but it's caused us to actually learn some things. And man, what a good time. You know, here we are a couple years in.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're doing okay. Mm-hmm. I'm still having fun.
I am too.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, learning a bunch. You know, one of the takeaways I had was the rain-inducing silver iodide. That was kind of a breakaway one. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. No idea. Amongst many others. But yeah, it's been fun.
That was introduced in the 70s, wasn't it?
It's been around a while.
Yeah, because I remember the cloud seeding and so forth back then. But yeah, it's been very educational.
You never hear about it, though. Mm-mm. You know?
Just been one of those things that's been put on a shelf with all the other craziness we deal with, and it's happening at all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all the time.
There's actually a couple states recently that are trying to ban chemtrails over them. Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah. There's a handful of states that are trying to ban chemtrails.
Well, let me ask you a question. How do you know the difference between a vapor and a chem?
That I don't know.
Chemtrails or contrails? The contrails are what follows the jet.
I don't know. I was going to ask the same question.
How do you ban that?
I don't know.
No flying over New York jets.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I know what it is. It's electrical motors that need to be happening up there.
You just need to electrify them jets.
Yes. Solar powered.
I think you get solar power.
Get away from that.
Do a self-sustained wind.
Just make their wings
just have a
flap.
Turbine, like, you know, as it flies, it creates its own energy.
Wait.
Brilliant. Hello. I will take the credit for that. Just, you know,
just have 10%. It flap its wings. Why can't it just flap its wings? Add to the turbulence a little.
Come up with that.
Yeah. I mean, their doors might fall off.
There might be. Yeah. That's flapping the arms, maybe that's what they were testing. The doors were flapping and kind of fell off there.
Yeah. They're trying to be OG. Had hydraulics on the plane, bouncing it while they were cruising.
Got a little too aggressive with the hydro action.
I'm afraid we'd have some noise pollution from flapping, though. That's the problem I'm seeing. Get your noise meters out of there, and you can hear this flapping.
What is that?
Oh, it's the new
Boeing flapper. It's the new 730 flapper.
Yeah, the flipper flap.
Yeah, there'd be lawsuits, people with whiplash. Spilled drinks, hot coffee in your lap.
You know, going back to what we were talking about, the takeaways from some of the progress we've achieved, I suppose, is I'm learning a lot through audiobooks. Now, I don't have a whole lot of time to read because a lot of my day is spent traveling and, you know, shuttling people around and so forth. But some of these audiobooks. I just finished one from a Navy SEAL. It's a, I'll have to remember the, I'll have to dig up the name of it, but it's Adam Brown back in the early 2000s and so forth, and how he had overcome, he was a high school standout, so on and so forth, always kind of on the top end, somehow got addicted to meth, struggled with that through years, and even into his service as a SEAL. And some of the things on how he overcame that, you know, had got married, had a couple kids, got into the most elite of the elite of the elite. And you could probably tell me about some of that, but Matt, but anyhow, he, how he went over to Afghanistan and ended up at the end of the book. Maybe I should have everybody.
A little teaser.
Spoiler alert. But it's a really, you know, for some parts of this thing, it was kind of boring at some parts. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to continue. But I always plugged it back in and it was awesome.
Had a good ending?
Yeah, it really did. It kept me awake and inspired and determined that I have to quit making excuses for being a little older, if you will, and overcome my deficiencies. And it's called Fearless.
Ah. I know of that book.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I haven't read it, but I do know of that book.
Yeah. That's what it's called. So anyway, encouragement to go out and maybe listen to that one. And it is long, but it's not a quick listen, if you will. But if you got long journeys and you're trucking or...
See, that's the beauty with some of the audiobooks, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're long, but you can actually speed it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So some of those books, you can go to like 1.5 speed on it. Because when they talk really slow.
Mm-hmm.
So after you listen to it fast, then you go back to listen to like a CD on audio, mm-hmm. and it's like... Holy cow, where's the fast forward button? Can you speed it up a little bit here?
Well, I can't stand Mickey Mouse voice for like it hours.
Oh, okay.
I
thought it would.
I missed that. So
I don't know how the AI, alien intelligence, I think figured out a way to unmouseify it somehow.
Speaking of AI, all of our podcasts now have transcripts putting out on them. They're like Spotify. Is taking AI and they'll put AI to listen to our podcasts.
Interesting.
And then they're broadcasted out in our voices in Spanish and other things. Yeah.
No way.
So, hola.
Hello. So I speak, I can do Spanish then?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
They're going to test Dave's Russian that he's been learning.
That was Spanish.
Yeah. So can I add you guys. That? Is it a little early to add that to my resume then?
No, you can take it, buddy. It's all yours.
Spanish and Russian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hours of Spanish and Russian.
And if you doubt it, just listen. Just listen.
Mm-hmm. Just download it.
Yeah.
So on the internet, it's got to be real.
It's got to be.
So what's your takeaway, Matt?
Dude, I have a lot of takeaways with them. You know, the power of progress, you know, and it's funny that you talked about that book too, Dave. You know, like as we go through life and we age and we move from maybe one career to another or change jobs or change areas or move houses or change schools, or there's all those things in life, right? And there's things pulling at the fabric of you all the time, trying to take you in a different direction. And it's funny to me, funny now, because I didn't realize how much of a creature of habit that I've been through my life. And getting over the fear of starting over and just starting something, no matter what it is, whether it's getting back into the gym or starting back into your reading or getting back into health and fitness and knowledge and trying a new thing, trying a new sport, trying a new anything, right? So without getting too long-winded here, sorry, just getting over the fear of being new at stuff and sucking. Sucking at things that you've never done before and starting, and pretty soon you suck so much.
Yeah.
So I think getting over that fear is the main thing that I would say. No matter what road you're staring down, just take a step. And then pretty soon one becomes two, becomes 10, becomes 15,000, becomes 30,000, becomes 100 miles, becomes, and pretty soon you're not a novice. And it doesn't matter what it is. If you're truly there to better yourself and you're not competing against everybody else around you, that their zero might have been 10 years ago and they're 10 years ahead of you, don't compare yourself to them. Compare yourself to you, because you're starting at zero, and feel free to make progress, no matter how slow or how fast you can do it. Own it, man. Love it.
Yeah, I like that, because it's how to suck less. I mean, because we all do when we first start. And I don't know of anybody that is a professional every time they start something. So, you know, I think gritting through the and it's just like training. Like you were talking about going to the gym, you're weak, you're anemic, so to speak. And you have to start somewhere, though. Or
restart somewhere.
You know, I'm there, too.
You know what I mean? Because that becomes a real thing, too. If you've been out for so long, and you think of what you used to be able to do versus where you're at now, that keeps you from opening those doors and going in sometimes.
That's right. Me.
And it happens all of us.
Yeah.
And it's
me too.
It's no different. It's okay, man. It's okay. Well, because if you don't start.
Also knowing that it takes 10,000 hours on average to master any given craft, right? So you can do that in 5 years or less if you really crank at it. Or if you have a part-time gig, you want to do something on the side. You know, yeah, it'll take you longer, but
are
you in a hurry? I mean, track your progress, start where you document where you started from. And then it's kind of a fun, turn it into a fun journey, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the other part too, is enjoying the journey.
Enjoying. Yeah. Finding joy.
If it's something that you enjoy doing, why does it matter how long it takes?
It's true.
The longer it takes, the more joy you get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many ways to look at it. So,
yep.
I guess that was my takeaway, is just the progress and how something so simple as sitting down and talking a little smack with you guys and learning a little bit more and having some great discussions and sharing perspectives and not being afraid to say what we feel and say it like it is raw has turned into a lot of different things for me.
So yeah. Speaking of raw, how much editing have you been doing lately?
Like none.
See, so... You know, I think even our first start, there was a lot of things that we'd kind of re-listen to and so forth. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I suck, you know, honestly. And of course, we're our own worst critics, but we definitely have learned, you know, how to communicate better and more effectively on this podcast. And some of the first mistakes, there's no editing anymore, and we're getting used to the raw. We're not planned any, you know, we don't plan anything, and we just come out with it as we are.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Better discussion that way, I think.
It's a real discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just sit down and whatever comes up, we take it from there. And,
right.
You know, it also causes you to evaluate your position on things in real time. So, before you come out with an opinion or come out with information, if it's not absolutely, if you don't have the stats and all the nonsense, you know, don't present it as fact. You have to say, well, you know, I came across something like this and it was something like this or the other, but the conversation continues. And I think that's the key, is the conversation continues. So don't be afraid to have those tough conversations either. You don't have to know it all. No, nobody does. Don't feel like you have to. You just say how you feel. And I mean, everybody brings a unique perspective because everybody has their own life. And that's what makes America special, because people can do that. And you have a right that is protected for you to have that freedom of speech. And without that, it's time to use the second. Like, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So those are the red lines, right? So
exactly.
Patriotic splurge there. Sorry.
I like it.
God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. One nation under God, not without God. One nation under God.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The only God.
It's on your currency, by the way, if you forget about that.
Yeah, it's on those dollars. Everybody's borrowing to buy all kinds
printing.
Of stuff.
I'm printing my own now. I'm going to say what I want on my dollar.
How true is that?
Yep.
How true is that? And that's, financials are tough right now, people. Financials are tough.
Trillions.
Hang in there, man.
Trillions.
Yeah.
keep treading water. Treading water is okay.
Just be aware, right? Know where you're at. Check yourself and live within your means, I think is the...
You know what's really funny that hits me every time I start thinking about finances and where our country is, and, you know, there's still a drive even for Americans. And I think this is still even in third world countries. And I'll have a point for you in just a second. But we really need to be thankful for what we get on a daily basis. We have food and shelter and family
water.
And yeah.
Access to water. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes. And power sources and so forth and energy. But I was told a story years ago, and I don't remember if this came from my brother, but it's even the same thing when you have a mud hut. You know, who can add a piece of cardboard to a mud hut, and you envy the cardboard your neighbor has? And I think it's all that the possessions in life are equal, even into third world nations. We're always wanting more than what we have. And here, of course, here in America, we have everything at our fingertips, and we're the richest country on earth, and we still want more. And I just don't, I think it's human nature.
Well, it is.
So
I think we talked about it a while ago, but they did a study and they asked, okay, so what's the level of financial income that you need to reach till you're happy, right? So they started at 30, which, by the way, if you make $30,000 a year in America, which is what, like half of the national average income, I think the average is like $73,000. It's the household average income in America. So if you make less than half of that, you're in the top 1% of the world.
Yeah.
Think right. about that, right?
Yeah.
So they started off asking these people, well, you know, if I made 50. Okay. So they went to talk to the people that made 50 and they said, are you happy? No. But if I made 70, I would be happy.
Yeah.
So then they went and talked to the people that made $70,000 a year and they said, are you happy? No. But if I made 100, I would be. And then they kept ratcheting it up, 150. And then asked them, no, they're not happy. But if they made 250, I mean, it kept going up and up and up. There was never a point when anyone was happy. It mm-hmm. And the margins, from what I recall, kept getting bigger and bigger between them too. Instead of like 20 grand more, I'd be happy. It's more like 70 grand more now before you're happy, but you never are. You keep chasing it and it's always elusive.
Yeah. I remember it was a quote that some millionaire or even billionaire, it was just a little bit more. It's always just a little bit more.
Right.
We're never content with what we have.
Now that is my philosophy with guns sometimes. Just
ammo. More, guns and ammo.
Aside from guns and ammo.
A little more ammo. Right. I could use a little more ammo.
Yeah, a little more.
That's different. That's different, okay?
But you got a warehouse full. Yeah, a little bit more, though.
Yeah, but I have two hands.
Double it.
Yeah, I got two trigger fingers.
And then factor the kids in. You got to, multiply it out.
Yeah, inheritance and so forth. No, what a great way to look at it. You know, and pointing back to the pursuit of happiness, you know, that is ingrained in our nation's, almost our ethos at this point, right? The pursuit of happiness. And I guess I would question where you're looking for that happiness. And if you're looking to financials as happiness, it's a never-ending ladder. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for power as happiness, it's a never-ending ladder.
It's true. And there's a big difference between happiness and contentment.
Right. Right. The only true happiness you'll find, you know, open that book, that Bible book. Probably has a little dust on it. Open mm-hmm. that thing up, dust it off, start reading that. That'll teach you what true happiness looks like.
Exactly.
Peace and contentment.
So just quick side story on that. I have a coworker of mine. His wife works for one of the airlines locally here. So he gets like free travel. He doesn't have kids. They're married. So they kind of go travel wherever they want for free. And so any little long weekend, I mean, he's gone and he goes all over the place. Well, he just went to Mexico City and telling me some stories about that. But one of them kind of stood out. There was a vendor that sold like street tacos and stuff. He said the guy had been in the same spot for 38 years selling tacos and street food, whatever. He did that from, he got up at 3:30 to cook the meal, make it all. And then he didn't get done till like after 6:30 at night. 7 days a week for 38 years. And he was as happy as he could be. because his patrons were like his family, I guess. Yeah. Is the way it took
makes
it,
sense.
You know? And he got to go out and enjoy family, you know. And I'm sure there was he didn't say this, but one of the takeaways I learned from this whole contentment thing is serving others is one really good way to do that. So I'm guessing if you were to ask that guy, and if someone is having a tough day, he gave them food. He didn't charge. He was there to help. In fact, I'm sure he did that probably way more than he probably
more than you should
have, right?
With the
to
business.
To be a good businessman, right? But that's what I think makes you happy is serving others. And it's so easy to do, but it's so hard to do too, because you need to make that decision, right?
Mm-hmm. But that's what we're here for, is to serve others. That's what Jesus did. So...
Yeah, what a great example.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest of examples.
Yep.
And that's a great story, man. It's a great story. Joy, happiness, you know. Find where you're at. Don't chase the ladder based on someone else's thought of idea of happiness. What is your where do you find your happiness?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
and I was kind of guilty of that a lot of times, just always chasing the thing, you know, and
it's hard, Duane. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm jumping in there with you, man. Most of my life, I've been the same way, buddy.
Yeah. And I mean, you guys all know the story. I kind of had some setbacks. And so that put me into more of I got to do even more now to get ahead. But I'm starting to round a little bit of a corner here, knowing that, okay, you know what, that's just going to have to just take its own path. It's going to take some time, but I got to be content with that and start, you know, going out and enjoying stuff more. Cause you know, I get like project mode and that's all I do. Like it's almost consumes me. And so I want to be more intentional. So I'm starting to do that. And you know, I've got a plan on the airplane to get out, do some more flying. And I went cruising the other day. I've got a couple motorcycles, a dirt bike and a street bike. And I'm like, you know, I'm just probably gonna get rid of this dirt bike. Well, I live on, between 25 and 26, I went off 25 road up north. There's like BLM land up there, right?
Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah, that's the original.
Thanks for the clarification.
Land out there.
Yeah, right. No, right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Welcome to our unscripted conversations. Sorry, Dwayne. Go ahead, buddy.
But man, this BLM, the Bureau of Land Management land. Wow, was that a good time? And I'm not going to sell that thing now. It's like, you know what, dude, that was such, I used to ride all the time as a kid, and that kind of brought me back. It's like, wow, I'm doing that more often.
A little rip, just recharge the batteries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good time.
Dude,
so find something that, you know, makes you happy, go out and do it, serve others.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of the key, be content.
Doesn't take much.
Key to a good life right there.
Really doesn't take much.
Oh, and some of these Moderno.
I feel like I'm being vaxxed while I puff.
It's okay. We took a vaccine
before we
smoked these.
It's infused.
Yeah. It coats your lungs.
Yeah.
It protects your lungs.
Yeah.
Catching any of that.
It's okay. I've had my flu shot. That's going to be my go-to for everything, I think. Somebody's like, hey, you got to be. It's okay. I've had a flu shot. It's okay. I've had my vaccinations.
I still have a scar right here from my measles as a kid. So I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing the aerosol version of it.
That's right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess with that, man. So thanks for checking us out. Thanks for hitting us up in the wild world of podcasting. And I've been doing some surfing in the podcast world just to get a feel for what's out there. There's a lot of content. It is a fantastic time to be a creator with all of the different avenues that you can go down. But boy, there are a lot of people exercising that. So if you've found us, thank you. Welcome. AmericanDudocracy@gmail.com. And of course, throughout all the other podcast apps, you can find us. Share the show, if you would, please. Give us a like if you want to. You know what I mean? It's all good. Doesn't cost anything. We are ad-free. That is one thing I want to hit on. We are ad-free because, boy, there aren't many that are ad-free.
That's right.
So if you have a short amount of time to listen and you just want to listen to content, you'll find it here. So, cigar rating time.
Focusing on the FFF.
Yes.
Faith, fuel, and freedom are kind of our pillars around here.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Amongst a few others.
Thank you, sir.
Well, no. I'm going to give this acid a 10.
Oh, dang.
I'm giving it a 10.
A 10?
Yep.
An elusive 10, huh?
Look at this. I've been burning this thing for 30 minutes. It's perfect. It tastes good. It smells good. I give it a 10. And thanks for sharing.
Cheers, brother. Cheers.
Yeah. I'm right up there. Probably not a 9.5.
Okay.
I'd say 9.5. And just because I kind of messed up the burn a little bit. That was my bad. No, it tastes good. This is really good.
Pretty good cigar. Huh? I'm gonna throw it up there to 9.95. I'll say 9.5, Dave.
Okay.
I'm gonna say 9.5.
All right.
It is by Drew Estates. So they make good cigars, buddy.
It's delicious.
Really good.
So
really good.
All right. Check them out. A Moderno.
What's it called? Maduro. What? I'm getting confused. What is it again?
It's an acid by Drew Estates. It is a Cuba Cuba.
Cuba Cuba. That's it.
K-U-B-A. Cuba.
Pronounce Cuba.
Yeah, pronounce Cuba. Cuba Cuba. And it's a Maduro. Maduro Cuba Cuba. So I think that's all the details.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, sir. Peace out.
Check us out.